It's the Best Country, Minnesota 93. TJ here in studio, and I'm joined again by Christine Nessler from Freedom Home Care. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
Lots of questions when it comes to being employed with Freedom Home Care, and we want to address some of those. We've talked about, you know, needing long-term and short-term caregivers with you guys, and people can inquire about that. A lot of people that are maybe going into the medical profession somewhere think this is a great opportunity, and it is a great opportunity for them to learn a little bit too. But how do you guys go about selecting the team members for you guys, the employees that you're going to have on as caretakers and maybe do long-term care or some short-term care? What's the process that you go through to make sure that you get good qualified people that you're able to also train along the way for years to come?
Yeah, well, it's obviously very important for us to be choosy when we're sending caregivers directly into somebody's home. We really have to make sure that we're getting the best caregivers possible that that the clients will be comfortable with, and we're comfortable sending out as representatives of our company. So we really take care to select candidates that have the best experience, but we also really look at their reasons for why they want that job, because we don't want somebody that's just looking for a paycheck. We want somebody that's really interested in that, caring for a person, for building relationships with people, and having a meaningful position. And I think that's been a little bit of a game changer for us when we're looking for our employees, focusing on that why. But we're also, we're really making sure that we're doing those background checks and all those different things to ensure through the state of Minnesota that we have some good people. There's nothing on their records, not driving, not criminal, anything like that. That's very, very important. When candidates have certified nursing, if they're a certified nurse aide, that's a plus. But we're also able to train them, as you mentioned, too. So that's really, really nice. So if they don't have that CNA, we put them through kind of a rigorous pre-employment training through the Institute of Professional Care Education.
Okay.
And that's just really important to bring them up to speed so we can feel confident sending them out to the home.
And then is there some ongoing training, sort of that continuing education stuff that you guys provide for employees?
Yeah, actually. So our caregiver supervisor, Michelle Heichel, has been an RN for over 20 years in the Mayo Clinic Health System. So we're really excited to have her taking care of our caregivers and making sure they're up to speed. But she actually makes unannounced visits into the clients' homes to make sure that everything is going just right and to make sure that the caregivers are doing a great job. But she and our other nurse, Patty, will also go out to the client's home with the caregiver for each of their first shifts with a new client, just to make sure that they're properly oriented and trained for that specific person and that specific person's needs, which I really think is a great thing, because it is such a person-centered care is what we provide. Another piece of the training is that we offer ongoing monthly training with our caregivers, and that's a nice opportunity for us to get together and do some team building as well. But then that IPCED, the Institute for Professional Care Education, offers us some unique opportunities to actually certify our caregivers in specific areas. So that might be post-hospital care or dementia care or Parkinson's care. The list goes on and on, but it's a really great training piece for employees.
And you can feel pretty good, it sounds like, feeling comfortable with the people that are coming into maybe your loved one's home to take care of that person with Freedom Home Care. If we have more questions and want to ask some, get that useful information that I know you guys have on the website and all of that, what are the best ways for us to get in touch with you?
Yeah, please give us a call at 507-387-HOME or 387-4663. We'd love to tell you a little bit more about that process of how we choose our caregivers and keep them trained and up to speed. You can also visit our website, freedomhomecarellc.com, or come by and visit us downtown Mankato in the Anchor Bank building.
All right, Christine Nessler with me today from Freedom Home Care. Thanks, Christine.
Thank you.